Yeah, and you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Margaret Blakers on the line. G'day, Margaret. How are you?
Oh, hi there, Annie. I'm good.
Yeah, now I'm talking to you because of your report that's just been released after the logging. Can you explain to listeners what the report was aiming to do?
What we were aiming to do was look at what happens, as its title says, after the logging. So we've had the forest wars going on for decades now in Victoria and elsewhere, and that's obviously preventing the damage in the first place is obviously the priority, but it's also time to see what the result is of all of that damage over all of those years. And so that's what we've started out to look at.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, isn't it? Well, let's go back to 1992 and the entrenching of logging as a permanent feature of state forest management with the RFAs. Explain that to listeners.
It's RFAs, regional forest agreements, are agreements between the Commonwealth and the governments of several states, one of which is Victoria, which say, in effect, that if the logging is carried out as described in these agreements, then the Commonwealth will step back and wash its hands effectively of the way in which logging is done and whether it's meeting the environmental credentials that it's supposed to. So the Commonwealth essentially washes its hands and leaves Victoria in charge.
Yeah, and the body that Victoria uses is Vic Forests, which is a commercial enterprise using native forests as its product. And despite the fact that the RFAs have at their core statements such as maintaining the ecological processes within the forest, preserving their biological diversity, and optimising the benefits to the community from all uses of forests within ecological constraints. Your actual review of coupes that have been destroyed. It's hard to work out how to describe that if you see them, it's heartbreaking to see.
It is.
The promise of Vic Forests to return the forest to their original state is an empty promise.
Yes, it certainly is. So Vic Forests is the Victorian government logging agency. It's fully government owned, but it's meant to make a profit, and its only job to make that profit is to sell logs out of native forests. They are, as you say, that on their website, their motto is, "We grow it back." And the agreement between the Commonwealth and Victoria also is premised on the forest, once the trees have been taken away, being regrown, which of course takes decades to centuries. But nevertheless, that's the promise, that it will be regrown and eventually will come back and be similar to what was there before the logging.
Yeah, in fact, I'd love to read what they actually say. Sustainability underpins good forest management, and as such, it is important that Vic Forests regrow the forest in all areas where harvesting takes place. We take pride in using multiple techniques, and each area is monitored to ensure the forest returns to maturity and is left to grow and to be enjoyed by the public for many years. Now, this is greenwashing, because it's impossible for native forests to be regenerated to its full maturity in the time frame they're talking about.
Well, in any time frame, I would say. It's really quite heartwarming the way they put it, but the reality is actually very, very different. And if people are interested in going online, look on the ABC website and you'll find, you can search for Vic Forest, you'll find several stories about what actually goes on in the forest, including the one about the fact that they don't regrow every forest that's logged. In fact, 30% of the time they don't get to even first base, which is getting enough seedlings growing after 3 years or within 3 years.
But their CEO or whatever she's called went on record in March of this year to say that everything's under control. She went to a Senate committee and actually said that, put it on record.
Yes, and she and others have done that several times over the last few years. But this is a case, the regeneration story is a case where pictures speak louder than words. And as I said, if you go onto the ABC website and have a look at some of those pictures, some of these areas that used to be magnificent forests full of, you know, with wildlife and looking after water, helping avert climate change, those forests have been turned into weed-infested grasslands, blackberries, gorse, scotch thistles, whatever you like. And it's heartbreaking and it's shocking.
Now, it's a closed loop, isn't it? It's got to a point where Vic Forest, which has a, which earns money by selling timber from trees, it did not grow. It is actually the Vic Forest board that signs off on which coops are going to be chopped down next, right?
Yes, that's right. So a coop, just to explain, is an area of forest which is scheduled for logging. So they're usually about 20, 30, 40 hectares in area, so a sizable chunk of forest. And it used to be the case that there was some checking on what happened, what was lined up to be logged and what happened after they were logged by the Environment Department. But in 2013, there were some major changes put through which effectively made Vic Forest the law unto itself. And that's really a fundamental part of, native forest logging is a problem in its own, you know, a problem in its own right, and I think it needs to end pronto. But leaving that to one side for a moment, just in its own terms, Vic Forest was given the power to become basically self-regulating, able to look after all aspects of its own operations with very little interference, no accountability from elsewhere.
Accountability is key here, no transparency. They don't even really pretend on the ground to do the things that they say in their fine words.
Yeah, well, and the no transparency issue is also that they keep secret most of the information about what's going on. So I had to go to Freedom of Information requests to extract information about what had been logged and what had supposedly been regrown, which Vic Forest puts in an annual report, but the report is secret.
Oh, that's just unbelievable. You wouldn't read about it, would you?
except in my report.
Except in your report, which of course is called After the Logging. It's actually an impressive piece of work. You've been through quite a few of these logged areas to analyse the actual results on the ground of this destruction.
Yes, that's right. And you can find the report itself. It was co-published by 19 Victorian environment groups, which was a pretty amazing outcome. So they, if you look at most of the or any of those groups that are campaigning on looking after our native forests, you'll find a copy of the report there.
Yeah. You do have some recommendations. Do you want to run through them?
Yes, so the main two really are that the logging has to stop, and Western Australia has already decided to end logging of native forest no later than the end of 2023. And while the Victorian Labor government has said it will end in 2030, I strongly think that that needs to be pulled forward to align with Western Australia. So that's one. And the other one is Vic Forest has got to go. It's got to be abolished. It has no place in that sort of quick transition or any sort of transition. It's distrusted by most of the community with which it has to interact, the environment community, secretive, and its job, is, as I said earlier, is to sell logs, not to look after forests. So it's got to go, and it should be replaced by a transition, an independent, credible transition authority that can manage this exit process and can also make sure that Indigenous voices are front and centre in that process.
What about the role of the Commonwealth?
The Commonwealth should avoid, abolish the Regional Forest Agreement at the same time. But it's not in any way, shape or form credible that the Commonwealth is accrediting Victoria's forest management when this sort of disaster is being unfolding on the ground.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Margaret.
No problem. Thank you very much.